Okay, let's get started with Parshas Bahar B'chukosai as we end off and have a chazak. We only have five of them the whole year, so we have to enjoy them when they come. We'll start off with a thought on the Medrash at the beginning of the second Parsha, and then we'll get back to the beginning of the first Parsha. But first we have the Medrash on the Pasuk in B'chukosai Telechu. The pasuk says, the Medrash says on that pasuk in source number one, "Hadehu tichsiv chashavti drachai v'yashiva raglai elei vosecha." David Melech says, "I thought about my ways, and my legs returned to your testimonies." What does that mean? Amar David b'chol yom b'yom ayiti mechashev l'makom ploni ulebeis dir plonis ani holif. David Melech says, "Every day I put into my ways different destinations." And Bahayu Raglai Molichos Oti the Betekrasi the Bathim and Rashos. I think that I'm supposed to go to A, B, and C. I end up going to the same place. Right? So it's end up to the base Medrash. So says the Medrash, that's where David Melech ends up going. So that really means he never went anywhere else besides the base Medrash. And he never went shopping, and he never went out to war. And he says, wherever I went, my legs took me to the base Medrash. So there's a lot to say about that Medrash. But first, there's a comment that we're going to comment about that Medrash in the second thought. These are two thoughts in the Mayana Shel Torah at the beginning of the Parsha. But first, let's talk about the Pasuk that the Medrash is on, and then we'll talk about the Medrash. So the Pasuk, of course, is B'chukosei Telechu, Beth Mitzvosai Tishmoru. Says the Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, right, a good friend of the Kutzker. Afilu k'shadam balakayim a mitzvah. Even when we are about to fulfill a mitzvah, a lovelish called tchila b'dayto, in mitzvah zu ya'elo, v'im hinasis b'mor d'nachon. Is this the right time? And is this mitzvah appropriate right now? And does it fit me? And does yeshna mitzvah she'enan yo'aselo tamidei chachamim? There are some behaviors that are only for a Talmid Chacham. U'meidach yesh mitzvah shavu chacham ein lan l'kayman. And then there's opposite. There's some mitzvahs that don't apply or shouldn't apply to a Talmid Chacham. If it's beneath his covet, priku t'ina, there are some peturim about loading, unloading. Im l'mashal, says Rav Yitzchak Vorka, im yakum adam baboker, if somebody wakes up in the morning and jumps out of bed, u'miyadi yachtov yisati v'talas v'tilin, and quickly, without thinking, without focusing, maybe without saying the paragraphs about the kavana beforehand, just put on your talis tefillin. Lelo achana haruya, without proper achana, hare ein mitzvah zunaska tikuna. That's not the best way you can do a mitzvah. Without thinking about it first for a second before you put it on. And again, some people think about it more than others, but you gotta do it in the proper time. You have to have achana, but kach tzarech adam lishkol tamid benaito. Is it right now? Is this the best time? Preparing for it? Again, the classic, vart. Kedarko, im yesh lasos a mitzvah v'kitzi asosa. Chashavti d'rachai. Oh, see, he says this is the connection of the Medrash and the Pasuk. Chashavti d'rachai. I thought about my ways. I think about it, and then v'ashiva raglai v'osecha. And then I do it. I focus, I prepare for the mitzvah, and then I do it. And that's what the first Pasuk is. V'fichacham retorah m'chukosei telechu. Tzorach adam lachshov techila. Im yesh lasos a mitzvah, v'lo she'yase b'chati v'lo kol chiyav. Im is this the right time right now to do the mitzvah, or do I want to prepare for it for a couple minutes beforehand? And he says that's maybe the connection of the pasuk in Tehillim. Chashavti drachai. David HaMelech says I thought about my ways, and then I do the mitzvahs. One. There's a second thought quoted here from the Chelushi Arim, and that is Kal Adam ba'Adam Nivra l'shei milui tafkid miuchad. Each of us were created for a certain purpose in life, a certain tafkid. L'sakein es asher lo yuchlu l'sakein acherim. Something that nobody else could, right? And the more we study and learn and know about the world, the more we know this is true, right? I mentioned recently in a shir, there's an amazing malbim on Ashrei, right? Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha. The malbim says, in every generation, what's Yishabach in the future? We'll praise. Every generation praises more and more because we study more about the world and more about the universes and more about the human body. They didn't know about DNA, years ago. And now every single person, how many people would have the same line? Is it What percentage? Every single person. Why does everybody have a different DNA? Why does everybody have a different cell makeup? Every single person in the world that ever lived? Because everybody has a different tafkid. And maybe that's to reflect and to teach us that not just physical and physiological, but it's also spiritual. Kol Adam, that's what the Chiddush Yerim says. Every one of us has a special tafkid to fix something that nobody else could fix. Af al pikein, but even so, even though that's true on the personal level, Tzara kol echa levatel az avodaso shelo b'fnei klal Yisrael. I have to see my job within the context of the entire Jewish people. Believe bitul b'fnei haklal, if I don't do that, if I only focus on myself, the individual, not as part of the team, then I'm not even going to be able to succeed in my personal goals. Because my personal goals are only about how well the team does. Kavisha Shanina Bamishna. Imena Nili Mili. Right? If I don't do what I need to do, then who's going to do it for me? Uksha Ani lets me, but if I only focus on myself Maani, then what's the Ani? Masha Muta Lalai Lasos, Lo Yuchalacher Lasos. Nobody could do what I need to do. But when I do focus just on me, then it's not, I'm not successful either. That's the Medrash of David HaMelech on this Pasuk. Every day I wake up and think about a goal that I have, a personal individual goal. But then what happens? The king throughout his day, Osek Batsarchi Tzibur, I end up, my personal goals aren't as important as being the king. And I end up going to Klal Yisrael, the Kinusim Shel Yisrael, because what are my personal goals if I'm not part of the team, part of the tzivos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So two thoughts. One, getting ready for mitzvahs beforehand, that connects the Medrash to the Pasuk. And the second thought is just on the Medrash, just on the Medrash itself, from the Chiddush Yerim, again, powerful thoughts that we have to think about throughout our lives. So now let's go back to the beginning of the first Parsha. Back to Parshas Bahar. The beginning of Bahar, as we know, talks about Shemitah. Shemitah and Yovel and many other mitzvahs that come up about Mekach u'Memkar, Ribbis. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemar. Hashem says to Moshe at Har Sinai. And we're familiar with the Rashi, Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Har Sinai. What is the connection between Har Sinai and Shemitah? Why is that mitzvah picked? All the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamar talihem. Speak to b'nei Yisrael and say to them, Kisavo el ha'aretz, and we have all the laws of Shemitah. Asks the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, why the double lashon? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamar talihem. It's two lashonos of speak. Right? Speak to them and speak to them. But not only is it two lashonos, but it's two different lashonos. As we know, Dibur and Amira in the Torah, according to Chazal, don't have the same meaning. Says the Arachai HaKadosh here in source number two. Ta'am HaKefel. Right? So embedded in that question is why a double lashon and also why Dibur and Amira? Because Daber we know is a lashon kasha. And Amir is a Lashon Racha. Daber is a harsher way of talking. More difficult. Right? And Amir is Lashon Kasha. Right? We know that from Maimon Har Sinai in Parshas Yisro, where Rashi quotes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu used the softer Lashon to the women and the harsher Lashon to the men. So what's the Daber V'yamarta having to do with Shemitah? So says the Yerachayim, two thoughts. Two thoughts. Number one. Tama Kefel. This mitzvah has two aspects to it. Two aspects. Besides the Shemitah's Ksafim, which we're not going to get into, two aspects relating to the ground, to the field. Number one, the issur to work the land. Can't work the land. If you're a farmer, you can't work the land. You got to leave it. And number two, hafkaras haperos, making ownerless all the fruit. Not guarding what you have. Not just not planting and harvesting in the normal way, but not guarding. Hafkaras haperos ha'olim me ha'ilanos v'simchei adama. The letting become ownerless. All the fruit that go up from the trees. So which of those is hard and which of those is easier? Says the Aruch Hayim. Kineged minias avodas ha'adama v'achanas hatzlachaso. Right? Kineged, the farmer, this is what he does for a living. I plant, I seed, I cut, I plow, nothing. Rely on HaKadosh, don't work the land. That's hard. Amar, daber, b'lashon koshi. You gotta be strict with that. Ki hu davar shein ratzon adam chafetzabo. A person doesn't want that. L'sad ha'yosav minias ha'tov. I need to work to produce. I can't produce. That's bad for me. That's negative. I lose. That's what I'm thinking. But the other way, everybody's stuff is all hefker. Okay, so I have to make my hefker, but so does my neighbor. And so does the guy down the block with the prize fruit. And so, ukeneged hafkaras hatzomeach, amar va'amarta. The Torah says v'amarta, the softer lashon. Ki hu davar shekol echad yismach bo. But what's so bad about that? Being mafkir, after you take what you're allowed to take what you need into your house, and the rest of your mafkir. But so is the other guy. Shedemar yadobako, shiyomar yadobako. And also, gamlet sad ha'avtachos. And what about the special promises HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in this week's parsha? Shetziva be'inyan va'asas es ha'tfu'a l'shalosh ha'shanim. Amar v'yamarta amira ha'misa'edes es ha'lev. Amart, Hashem says, you're going to have enough produce for 3 years. So I can't work, I can't do it myself, and that's hard. I can't accomplish. I know what I can do. That's hard. But mitzad, the other part of everything being hefker, that's okay because we're all in it together. I'm going to get your stuff. You'll have some of my stuff. That's the Va'amar, says the Aruch Hayim. Number one. Number two says the Aruch Hayim, maybe the two Lashonos are attitudinal. And it's teaching us two ways that we're supposed to look at the karka of Eretz Yisrael, but really it's the two ways, I'm expanding on the Aruch Hayim, two ways to look at every asset that we have in life. Continues the Aruch Hayim here in source number two, the end of line eight. Od yirtzel etzad zeh. There's two aspects and two ways that you can look at it. Ha'echad. Dvar melech v'shilton shal avadav chayev l'kayim kol davar. You have an obligation. I am the king, Hashem says, capital K. You are obligated to listen to me. You are obligated to, fulfill my command and don't ask any questions and just do it. That's kasha. It's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs, right? So we have to fulfill it even though it's hard. Habez shegam sheyia davar zeh bein adam lachaveiro yischayv asoso kafi adin. Or maybe we could look at it as it's a built-in condition. Says Aruch Hayim, I'll give you a mashal. Ki anosi matan lachaveiro umasni mo b'shasa matana t'no kayim. Let's say I'm giving you a house. I give you a house for free. Give you a house for free to live in. Unbelievable. I say, but you know what? There's 2 weeks every summer I just want to live in the house. So you'll have to leave. What are you going to say? That's terrible. That's terrible. What are you doing? You call that giving? What do you mean? What's the guy going to say? Take it or leave it? What? I'm giving you a house. Just that's part of the condition of, it's built in from the beginning. I'm giving you a gift with conditions. So the guy's going to say, sure, it's your house. You're choosing to give it to me for 2 weeks? Meaning I get it 50 weeks, you get it 2 weeks, that's okay. That's why it's amazing. Whatever condition you want. So Shemitah, the Eretz Yisrael, we can look at it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us on condition. It's yours for 6 years. Once every 7 years is not yours. Ukemochein. So Hashem is not commanding, you have to listen, don't ask me any questions. No. Hashem made conditional the gift of Eretz Yisrael. Remember the first statement that Rav Shimon bar Yochai says in all of Shas, first parak in Brachas, that hey, I think on the bottom, 3 matanos were given to Bnei Yisrael. V'kol nikras al-yedei Yisurin. Right? What are the 3? Eretz Yisrael. Torah and Olam Haba. But Eretz Yisrael is a matana. U'kumochein adam baruchu b'shas ha-matana. Masne tznoim. So at the time of the gift, Hashem makes conditions. Ka'omro ashid ani nosein. I'm giving you every time you have a piece. V'lo amar asher nasati al shein amar. So therefore, keneged dvar melech v'shilton amar daber. So mitzad echad, from one point of view, Hashem is the Adonim. We're the Avadim. right? And where he's the king, so we listen. Period. So that's the harsher lashon of daber. Ukeneged ayos adavar mischayiv meha mishpat, but or you can look at it as it's a gift. Hashem is making a built-in condition. So then that's amira. That's softer. Amar v'yamarta pirish below tam gziras melech yikablu hamamar. Right? Even without the tam gziras melech, you could accept. And really, one could extend this and expand this to anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. You know, we have to give tzedakah. Oh, come on, it's my money. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us on condition. Right? The Rav Palm thought that we like to quote on this week's Parsha, actually. Baruch Hashem, B'chukosai. Remember, years ago we quoted it. Rav Palm says, Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema, at the end of the Parsha, I have to give 10%. Of my sheep as a carbon. So what do? I have to make a little hole in the fence and count out my sheep. Count out all the sheep, and once I get to number 10, 9, 10, I take a little paint on a stick and I color the animal. And the question Rapam asks is, why do you have to go through such a laborious and difficult, and just, how many sheep do you have? Count up your sheep. You have 10,000 sheep? So give the right percentage. Give 10%. Well, you have 100 sheep. Okay, so give 10 sheep to the as a carbon. We have to put them all through. 1, 2, count them all out. That's what you have to do. Minyan mekadesh. So explains Rav Palm. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to make it a little easier for you. 1 for me. 2 for me. 3 for me. 9 for me. 1 for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you just have to give 10%, that's much harder. Emphasize what you have. And this is a condition. This is a built-in condition. So Shemitah also, everything we have has built-in conditions. We have to, we can look at it anywhere in life. You know, I'll let you be married. Certain times of the month, this is the halacha. Right? The whole thing is a gift. Right? So, different times are, different, you know, everything, every area of halacha could be looked at as in that way. Okay. We continue now towards the end of Parshas Bahar. To the end of Parshas Bahar. All the way at the end of Parshas Bahar. We have a few psukim. Maftir. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadayhem. B'nei Yisrael are avadim, avadei avahem, asher osis Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Right? B'nei Yisrael are avadim, to me, I took him out of Mitzrayim. Lo tasu lochem elilim, don't make avodah zara. Ufesu lo matzeva lo sakimu eschem, don't make psalim. Rashi, first finish. Evan Maskus Lozinu Bar Sakhil Shachbal Salaha, Kiani Hashem Elokeichem. Don't bow down onto open stone floors outside the base of Migdash. Eshapsosai Tishmor Migdashi Tiro Ani Hashem. Keep Shabbos. Be in awe of my Migdash Ani Hashem. Rashi is already bothered. Ma, what is the Hemshech? What are all of these mitzvahs doing here? Right, we just had all about selling and so Rashi quotes the first one. If a Jew gets sold as an eved to a guy, don't think that, hey, the guy's doing avodah zarah, so I could also do avodah zarah. Okay, that's Rashi quotes that on Pasuk Aleph. But what's the hemshech of li b'nei Yisrael avadim, and then we have don't make avodah zarah, and then we have Shabbos, and then we have Beis HaMikdash. And so what's the flow? What's the flow? Says here, b'tzion firun in b'hegyona shel Torah. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, he has all these psukim. Kol ha-parshanim, line 6. Mishtadlin l'mso kesher kol shi b'in shloshes ha-psukim ha-eila. What is the connection between these psukim? U'bein Shabbos, u'mikdash, ha-pazak ha-shlishi, v'enei gam ani eschalki. Let me explain. So he quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Vav, where there's a machlokes between Turnus Rufus HaRasha and Rabbi Akiva. Amalot Turnus Rufus HaRasha Rabbi Akiva. Imatem kriyim banim, b'kriyim avadim. Right. Are you sons or are you servants of God? Banim or avadim? Bizman shatem osim b'sod shel malchut matekruim banim. So you know what Turnus Rufus says? When you follow God, you're banim. Bizman she'inatem b'sod shel malchut matekruim banim. And when you don't follow God, you're not banim, you're avadim. And guess what? Right now, you're not following God. You're on the base of Migdash. Shas Chorban. Right? God has rejected you, Turnus Rufus is telling Rabbi Akiva. You are no longer children. There's a lot behind this Gemara. There are no longer children. Imagine what religion was started just around this time. Right? You no longer have banim. De'acheres. But, if you look in, that's in Bava Basra Dafyud. But if you look in Kiddushin, Lamed Vav, that's where the machlokas is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And what does Rabbi Meir hold? Right? Rabbi Yehuda, and Lahavdil, more than Aleph Alfei Avdalis. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is reflected by the words of Turnus Rufus. Right? Not exactly the same, but Rabbi Meir Omer, Benkachu Benkach Kruyim Banim. Rabbi Meir says, no, we're always Banim. Doesn't matter. We never lose the title of Banim. The Maharal writes about that beautifully in Netzach Yisrael, but we never lose the status of Banim. And Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi Meir, and that's who we paskin like. Ulam, line 17. Mayaner Meir Rabbi Akiva, Shilato Shiloso Gai. But what are you going to answer to Nes Rufus, who acknowledged, and we acknowledge, sometimes we are called Avadim. Right? No matter what, we're called Banim. But we're called Avadim in the Torah too. What is this Pasuk? What's our Pasuk here by Maftir? Kili b'nei Yisrael, Avadim. Avadai heim. Asher otesi osam eretz Mitzrayim. So we are Avadim too. So what is it? We're not just Banim. Ef shel hagit. So how do they answer? Shehem svurim elu ve'elu dibri lakim chayim. Because they held that we're both. We're always Banim. We're always Banim. That doesn't change. We might be Avadim too. But we're always Banim. Yisrael heim gam Banim lamakom agam Avadim. It depends from whose perspective. Banim le'inin chashivusa be'inei hamakom chibasu aleihem. From Hashem's perspective, we're Banim. From our perspective, how we have to act, Avadim. Chaviv Yisrael shenikru banim lamakom. Chibi yaseira nodas lahem, as it says in Pirkei Avos. Shenikru banim lamakom. That we know banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. So Hashem, Mitzad loves us. Mitzad banim. Va'avadim le'inyin hatzorech la'asos machin itztavu. But regarding what we have to do, so we're avadim. Because an Eved has to do it. If we're a son, you know, flexibility, come on, dad, you know, get away with it. An Eved doesn't get away with things. So our service, we look at it as an Eved, even though Hashem looks at us as Banim. V'lo l'asad v'ashalon istavu. Ben b'beisaviv yachol l'harshos l'asma l'asad ma'agam ashalon istava. A son in a father's house, you know, the rules can be broken a little bit and at least bent. Alachas kama v'kama shemarshu l'atzmo l'din. Right, he allows himself a little flexibility. L'dur g'zeira shava. Gam shalom kibla me'aviv. V'chulu. This is step number one. Banim and Avadim, we're always. But now he gets into, right? So if we are Avadim, so let me explain what the problem was with the, he gets into now, quoting from the Kuzari's view of the Cheta Egel. Says the Kuzari, line 4. V'chiyala al datenu shehoyu b'nei Yisrael shaloso ador da'es shotim, she'emirus kvodo shal Hashem. How are they fell so quickly? Right, we spoke about this at length, Parshas Kisiso, all the years. So how do they, Avodah Zarah? Very hard. So many suggest that it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. They weren't rejecting God. But the Beis Halevi talks about this, the Nesiv talks about this. They were looking to create their own pathways to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was gone, according to what they thought. They needed a pathway. Right, they didn't say it's a god. They needed some type of something to connect them to Hashem, who they knew was infinite. What was the problem? They weren't mitzuveh. They weren't told to do it. If you're not told to do it, you can't create your own pathways and avenues. That's not what an Eved does. A Ben might be able to cut some corners, but you're Avadim in terms of your Avoda, and you can't act like that. Kiein yotrim kelim migushamim lumusage elokus. Unless you can't create your own pathways unless the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to. Like Hashem told you to build the Aron and the Kruvim. If Hashem tells you to do something, then fine, that's part of being an Eved. But you can't create similar, right, similar ideas. And the Kuzari says on line 21, HaKuzari Omer Sham Gam, and this is already going to hint us to how we're going to get back to the Psukim. Shalorak Egel Asur Lasos. The Egel is Asur, but you know what? Were it not for a Heter based on a Navi, we wouldn't be able to have a Shul. Ela haya makom laser gam batik nasi is about the midrashos. Lule hat sorak le his chabris kihila kihaleinu. Haya davar ze nachri. What are you building so much? The Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash. You're mitzuveh. Hecheskel says mikdash ma'at. There was a heter. There was a heter. But getting together in where I Ali Laregel, but. So there's a Havamina. There would have been a Havamina. Don't create your own pathways. Right, go to the Beis HaMikdash. And now he says, Hegyon HaShel Torah. And this doesn't only apply to objects. B'kav Yashar Lo Divrei Kuzari on the top left. Efshel HaGesh. Lo Rak Egel Lo Bayis Psulim. Elagames Hazman. Also, lasos l'klisharis. You can't create your own time periods which you think are going to be more kadosh, and then use that unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you that it's kadosh. I'm going to create the Tuesday of the third month of every year. That's going to be my holy day, and I'm going to stay in shul and daven special. What are you doing? So not only could you not create your own objects for kadosh, you can't create your own times for kadosh. Elagamis has manos or lasos l'klisharis kazeh. You can't use that as a type of mechanism, an intermediary. And that's why Goy Sheshavas, Chayav Misa. Because the guy is not allowed to use that time. Lama pshita yose iser shvisa l'goy b'shavas b'yashar b'sheni b'shavas v'chulu. He continues. And now we skip down. Mimashi hitira Torah b'inyin zeh. The fact that the Torah allows A doesn't mean B and C is allowed. Right, that's what the Meshach Chachma says. The Beis Halevi says, what's the difference between the Egel and the Luchos and the Aron? They're both gold, physical objects. You know what the difference is? One was Mitzuvah, one was not Mitzuvah. One was Mitzuvah. So Hashem tells me, I'm an Eved, I do what he says. Mimashi hitira ha-Torah ben yinzeh, elonu lo dugzeh reshava me'atzmenu, kalo lo kibanu osami raboseinu. Because an Eved has to do what an Eved has to do. We are banim always, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that love is never lost. But how we have to function and serve Him, we are avadim. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in these psukim. Now, what do all these psukim have to do with each other? Now we bring it all home. Line 16. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim avadayim. We're avadim. And therefore, you can't cut corners. Umishem kach lo sasu lechem elilim tesel mateva. No avodah zarah. No, don't try to create other images to connect. Afilu l'shem shamayim kosei ha'egel. No avodah zarah. Simen shakosim medaber kan bozen l'shem shamayim. Right? And how do you know people? It says don't do avodah zarah. How do you know we're talking about people that aren't standing avodah zarah, rejecting Hashem? They're within the context. Because what does it say? Don't bow down to Hashem by an Evan Maskus. That's the second half of that pasuk. It's the same pasuk. Evan Maskus l'sidnu. Afilu l'shamayim, says Rashi. V'matora hitira kruvim b'mishkan. You can't stretch it. And then what else? Shabbos. You keep Shabbos. Don't create any other days that for Shabbos. And the people who aren't mitzvah are not allowed to. Umikdashi tiro. And the Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate. Because that was mitzvah. Rakes abatim b'hazmanim shahatora kidsha usam. Mutar liachiz lam kedusha. Those are the only ones that you could ascribe kedusha to. Not to other houses, not to other times. Not to other times. Okay. And it all goes back to Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. So all of those, the last few psukim here in Parshas Bahar, have to do with being an Eved Hashem, not creating our own pathways of Kedusha. That, again, if it's in an expanded way of what we have, then okay, obviously there's creativity in Avodas Hashem. But up until a point. Okay. The Tochacha plays the major role in Pirkei Kosai. As we know, the quantitatively, right, two Tochachas, right, we are fulfilling a Takanas Ezra this Shabbos, not only regular mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, but Takanas Ezra to read the Tochacha, the Shabbos before Shavuos, and the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Right, those are one of the two Tochachas are read. And there are many messages that we could try to find in the Tochacha. Rav Nevin Zal, I'll just give you a piece of Rav Nevin Zal's, because there are longer articles. So he has one point, just the way that we're supposed to look at a certain institution. And that is, if you look at the he starts off, Akashlu ishba achiv mikibed mechera barodif ayim. A person stumbles on their brother. The kashlu ish ba'achiv kibibnei cheref. And he tries to find the connection between much of the tochacha, but really, take a step back for a second, bahar b'chukosai. Double parshios, he say, that usually go together, have some kind of connection, he says. Tazriya mitzvayaka b'kudei. It's all about Mishkan. There's a connection. Tazriya mitzora. Right? It's all about Tumah v'Tahara and the way you get out of it. Right? Achremos kedoshim. Arayas appear in Achremos. Achremos appear kedoshim. So all of them have Nitzavim vayelech. Moshe Rabbeinu's tochacha before he dies. So every double parsha here in Eretz Yisrael, Chukas Balak or whatever together. So you don't have to work so hard for that one. But, in Chutz La'aretz, you have to work hard for that one. But what about this one? Bahar b'chukosai. Is there a mechane mishutaf? Is there some type of link between Bahar b'chukosai? Bahar is a lot of mitzvahs. Shemitah and Yovel and redeeming your brother and ribbis. A lot of mitzvahs. And the tochacha is the major mitzvah, the major content in b'chukosai. So Rav Nebuzal suggests turning the page. Again, he says other things too. But we're going to start with that little, where my little arrow is, on line 18. He says, in Nisboni Bereshimas Ha'onshim, right, there are many onshim that talk about brothers. The kashlu ish ba'achiv, ish ba'avon achiv, right, ish ba'avon achiv, we're going to be punished for each other. After I'm punished for my own actions, I'm going to get punished for my friend's actions. What does that mean? And why is that fair? What is Rashi talking about? Right, somebody else did it? Right, so why am I going to be punished? That's why Chazal say, Melameid shekol Yisrael arevim zebazeh. Let's think about that line. Arevim zebazeh. What's an arev? What's an arev, a cosigner, and how does an arev work? Mahu be'etzem arvus. And so much of our problems are because of a lack of arvus. And that's the connection. He doesn't get through it to the end. I'll just mention it now. So much of Bahar has to do with each other. Shemitah and Yovel are about leaving things for the poor. And the mitzvah of tzedakah is in Parshas Bahar. And the mitzvah of redeeming your friend who was poor, who was sold, is in Bahar. So many of the mitzvahs, onas mamon, onas dvarim, is in Bahar. So it's all, and we're punished a lot in Tochacha for not having proper arvus. What is arev? Adam shenasa arev lahalva, shatat tzarech letzad beis. If I'm an arev, for somebody getting a loan, who he know has siba la halva. I am the reason that the halva took place. If I wouldn't be here, then Reuven would not have given the loan to Shimon. Only because I'm an arev to Shimon did the loan take place. Rak mishum shetzad echad hem in lo v'samach alav. Somebody believed in me, hiskim lahavos letzad beis. That's why they gave the loan. Ubiladav lo haisa halva misbatzaas. Were it not for me, the loan would not have happened. And since that's true, that they're the cause, right? I might have to pay. I'm the reason for the alva, so I'm going to have to stand up and pay. Mitokif arvus zu, on the bottom now. Alul Yehudi le'anesh al-chedo shel Yehudi acher. If that's the view of arvus, let's translate that to arvus of Bnei Yisrael. I'm the reason, right, that the loan took place. I'm the reason. Ki b'mamad har Sinai, hevir tzadecha Torah s'lo kibbutz habeis. Hashem gave the Torah to each of us. Why? Who says I'm going to keep it? My friend guarantees me. My friend's going to take care of me. Kol Yisrael arevim zebazeh. He's responsible for my spirituality. The only reason that Hashem gave the Torah to the Jews is because each of us were ma'ariv each other. The kol adam mi Yisrael his chayiv arvus tov anit. Not just a guarantor that the lender might come and want to get paid up. Ha omereshu achrayi shis lakach. I'm personally responsible. She kol echad mi shisha maribo hamahavim etzad beiz yimalu chalkam beheskem. Right, we're all arevim to each other. So why might I get punished for somebody else? Because the only reason the other guy is mechuyev is because of me. It's like the person going to the guarantor. Kulam ayusiba lakach Hashem hiskim mahalvos Torah Yisrael. Hashem only agreed because of this arrangement. If we wouldn't have accepted this arrangement, then Hashem wouldn't have given the Torah. And to one person, how do I know that he's going to keep the Torah? Oh, there's 6 million people who are Arif to them? Okay. Torah is given to Am Yisrael. To Am Yisrael. We're Arev. We're Irbuv. We're together. Right? And that's why he says now in the next paragraph, and the Torah keeps us together. Based on this type of understanding, we are mamish, actually responsible for other people's gashmius, parshas bahar, and ruchnius, parshas bechukosai. Again, it has to be done in a proper way. Right? Ruchnius, what does the Gemara say? Mesechas Arachin, who knows how to give tochacha these days? It's a very tricky mitzvah. Right? How to give tochacha in a way that it'll be listened to. Remember the Gemara in Yevamos? Shem she mitzvah lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah shalom lomar davar sheleino nishma. So we have to know what's going to be heard. But we have to know at least in terms of responsibility. Arvas pirushasha ala arev lasos kol shebi yecholto. I have to do everything in my power. Kadesha kol markivei tzadbezi malas chalkam eskim. That the other person fulfills their responsibilities. Amnam, but there is one difference between our being an arev and others. Ein dinei shamayim k'dinei basav adam. By monetary law, I gotta pay up no matter what. And if I can't find money, go find money. Here I just gotta do the best that I can. V'dinei mamon is chayav arev l'shalem b'chol mikra. Right? As long as I did it. And then Rav Nevinzal says, so if somebody on the other side of the world is Mechal Shabbos, I'm responsible. He says it must be that my Shmir Shabbos is not strong enough. Not that, you know, direct Mashpia, but it must be that there's not enough Kiyum of Shabbos in the world that would affect the whole world. Right? We're all responsible. And he says on the next page, remember Hashem says to the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, Ad ana me'antem, all of you, l'shmar mitzvah sai v'sorosai. Right? All of them didn't keep Shabbos? It affects. We have this concept, I remember, about the Kohen Gadol and the Arei Miklat also. But this is Rav Nevinzal. And what do we have to do? We got to take responsibility. Right? He says on the left side, he says, even little things to create that connection. He says, Chiyach al Svatayim im Boker Tov. A little smile with a good morning. Who knows what that could do to a person? So-and-so. And the more chashiv you are, the more important it is to say it. So-and-so said good morning to me. It could be the choice between what he's going to do. The other person is going to choose life. And walking around the dark alleys. Right, we can make a difference. We can make a difference with our words. Okay. We continue a pasuk in the Tochacha. Pasuk Memdalad. Towards the end, second to last pasuk in the Tochacha. V'yafkam zos piosem eretz oyveihem. And even though you're going to go to Galus, you're going to be in the land of your enemies. Lo ma'astim lo ga'altim l'chalosam. I have not been disgusted by you to destroy you, Hashem says. Lo hafer brisi itam. I'm not being made for the bris. Right, I am not breaking the covenant. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Right, this is one of the psukim that is against. We alluded to before. Turner's Rivers of Russia says God has chosen a different chosen people. Right, the pasuk says here Hashem. No. Lo ma'asim, lo ga'altim, lafer brisitam. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Gra. Right, comes up next week in Daf Yomi. Mamadku bazeh divrei hagon mivilna zatzal. Right, all the Gra's Torahs, ala Torah, are from Talmidim, right? Gra didn't write anything, ala Torah. So the Gra says, explains this pasuk based on the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Vav. Im Amar Lav Lav Trei Zimni, Hein Trei Zimni Abi Shavua. If I say something twice, that has the power of an oath. Lakach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Hashem says in Malachi, Ani Hashem Lo Shinisi, V'yatem B'nei Yaakov Lo Kalisem. Right? I haven't changed, and you're two lows, a double low, meaning Hashem says, I'm not getting rid of you. Lo shinisi pirish kafalti tevas lo. How do you read this? V'derach drush. Lo shinisi, from the word shnayim. I doubled the word lo, and therefore, lo chilisim. That's the pasuk in Malachi. Lo shinisi, lo I did twice, and that's why lo chilisim. Where did Hashem do lo twice? Our pasuk. There is a ve'am lo ma'astim, v'lo ga'altim l'chalosa. It says the Gra, the pasuk in Malachi, is referring to the pasuk in Bukosai. But Hashem says, lo shinisi, and therefore, lo chilisim. See, I'm going to fulfill my shvua. Then he adds, what about this pasuk, the Haftorah for Parshas Noach? This is like the waters of Noach. I swore. No more mabul. Kenish bati miksof alecha migarbach. I promise I'm never going to do like that to get angry. Sheina move on dimyon lechora. Lama tluyim zebazeh. Right? What is the connection between the main Noach? Hashem says, I promise I'm never going to bring another mabul. Kenish bati miketzef alecha migarbach. Alayach. Right? So too, I swore not to get angry. What's the connection? See, according to the Gra, beautiful. Because, Halogam ben yina mabul matzinu kain. By the mabul also we find. Is that nechshav l'shua mashrich b'shtei pa'amim lo? Right? Why? Because what does it say by the mabul? It's a little rubbed out. Maybe the important line. V'lo v'lo mabul l'shachi is kol basar. Right? It's rubbed out. There's a double lashon there in the pasuk by the mabul. Let me just find it inside if I can for a second. If not, look it up after. Hashem says towards the end after the mabul. Hashem says, "Hakimotis b'zitchem v'lo yikareis kol baser od mimei amabul v'lo yeh od mabul l'shachis aretz." Perek test pasuk yud aleph in Brachos. So it's a double lashon. So he says that's the parallel to the shvuah that we're talking about here. That Hashem says, "Heicha nishba," right? Just like Hashem made that shvuah and it is binding because it is a double lashon. So too here. So you put the pasuk of Malachi and the pasuk in Bechukosai and the pasuk in Noach. You put it all together. You have a var from the Gra. Okay, and he says maybe the Gra added on that piece. I wasn't sure. Let's continue. So at the end of the parsha, after the whole Tochacha, we have the parsha of Arachin, the parsha of values. I want to give a certain value to the Beis Hamikdash. I could say I want to give the value of so and so. So depending on gender and age, now that makes a difference. And the pasuk says that there's something called, right, you have money and then you could exchange, right? You could exchange based on value. Something belonging to the Beis Hamikdash, you could do what's called pidyon. Pidyon, redeeming. Rav Soloveitchik takes this idea, we're not going to read the whole thing, the idea of pidyon and says, anytime something has sanctity, it requires pidyon, for usage. The whole world is sanctified. The only way that we're able to benefit is if we redeem it. How do you redeem? Again, if you have something belonging to the Beis Hamikdash, you give money to the Beis Hamikdash, you redeem the item. That's the case spoken about in the Parsha. And what about here? The entire world is consecrated to the King of the Universe. How is it possible for man to write better? Hashamayim, Shamayim, Lashem. The Torah here teaches us that it's possible to benefit through their redemption. What's a redemption? Says Rav Soloveitchik, the halachic means to redeem an object is via a trade. One can exchange the hektish item with a non-hektish item, and then it can switch. One's body, one's clothes, one's children, the entire universe, all require redemption to allow us to make use of them. So what kind of redemption? What kind of redemption do we do? What can man possibly offer in trade that could affect such redemption? Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See what redemption is? Shmuel. Shmuel in the Gemara says, Hekta shave mana shechila shave pruta mechula. Doesn't have to be in shave b'shave. Even if I'm redeeming something that's worth a million shekel, I could give one shekel. It still works.
Hashem recognizes it doesn't have to be a fair trade. Anything. If we give anything, Hashem counts. Hashem counts. Right? So he says, what is giving? Giving is holding back. Holding back. What kind of holding back? He says, we're about to eat something, and we hold back and we make a bracha. That's a redemption. And therefore, we give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give our willpower on the bottom, right? Or, let's say, as I said before, I'm in private, I could eat this, I could do this, nobody knows. By following halacha, despite the lack of an external enforcement mechanism, we engage in tzimtzum. We engage in limiting ourselves. On a hot day, one enters his home tired and thirsty. His only desire is to gulp a refreshing cold drink. Yet, in contrast to Esav, who said, pour it down, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem. As if to say, I will not drink before I recite my bracha. I will contract myself and withdraw from the immediate fulfillment of my desire. Through this act of momentary withdrawal, I remove the hektish status of the water and redeem it. Whenever we do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a redemption. And then he quotes a fascinating, we know the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they did so much for us, right? Our life would not be the same without the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Right? They made brachas and tefillah. Who are they? Who were in the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? So we know a few. Ezra, line 23. Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordechai, Zerubbabel, Shimon HaTzadik. We don't know any other name. 115 anonymous rabbis that made such a difference for Jewish history and Jewish destiny and the Jewish people every single day. 115 rabbis who were content being in the background, being mitzamtzem, limiting themselves. Right? That's a redemption. That's a pidyon. Anytime something happens to us in life and we hold back and don't question God. He says, unanswerable, unexplained tragedies have accompanied the Jew in his long history. A Jew must accustom himself. He says, just like there are tekus in the Gemara, there are tekus in life. But keeping emuna, even with this, that's a pidyon. And again, he continues with it. Feel free to look more. But that is the idea, or Soloveitchik says, that we learn from our parsha. You could be podes something for the Beis HaMikdash, but the whole world is like the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to be podes something by giving something to HaKadosh Baruch. Just to mention one thought, L'kavod Yom Yerushalayim, which we, Hashem, will be celebrating in a couple of days. The Nisim and Niflos that we remember from 1967. And, just to quote, I have a big fat 3-volume set at home called Hamachzer Shekhinoso Letzion. It's all about Yerushalayim and Yom Yerushalayim, a lot there. So there are about 100 drushes from different Rabbanim given on Yom Yerushalayim. So this one, you have a source 11, you have most of one from Rav Yaakovson. It's one of my Rebbeim and, Rosh Hashiva. She'avar of Yeshiva Shalavim, where he talks there about the name Yerushalayim, Yira Yera'eh, Yerushalayim. And he quotes from Rabbi Tzadok, we know the first time that a name appears, first time a word appears in the Torah, that's the root. You have to go back and look at the first time it appears. B'makam bohu mofiyah v'nizkal b'Torah l'rishona. So if you want to know the essence of a word. So, Avram Avinu, he quotes here, Maria, we know the Akedah in the exact spot that was going to be the Beis HaMikdash. After Avram HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu to not sacrifice his son, says, what does that pasuk mean? Avram called the name of the place Hashem Yireh. Hashem should see. Right, and this is what ultimately Yireh and Shalem. Avram called it Yireh, Shem called it Shalem, Yerushalayim. The word Yerushalayim does not appear in the Torah. Yeshua Perek Yud. It's the first time Yerushalayim appears in Tanakh. But what does this pasuk mean? Which is this, the roots of Yerushalayim. Hashem says, Hashem should see, Asher Ye Amer Hayom, that it said today, on the mountain of Hashem, he shall be seen. Yireh. So he quotes the mashal of a gra. The Ben Melech of Lo Aviv. You have a son of a Melech who loves, right? Most Mishalim have a king or a rich man. This one has a king, right? There's a king and he loves his son. But us and a Melech Shomrin, Labrosha Mekinimos, and the son has bodyguards.
But ultimately, the son wasn't acting so well, and the son did some sins. Vigleomi beso, and he had to be exiled from the father. So he had to go to a forest, Yar Mesubach Vamok. He had to go out, but the father told the guards, go follow my son. Don't leave him alone. Go follow him into the forest. Just don't be seen. Don't be seen. Lashgiach ala ben mula yikra lo paga meis hariv adom. Maybe a lion's gonna get him. Az yelo the sistra, but just be there. The difference between the shmira from before and after the chait, who's at the mitchila ra ben ech ye shomrim lo. Before the chait, the son saw the shomrim. She shomrim l'rosha savivlo. V'day togasa biyodo shu mishu. And he knows, I'm guarded. Look at these guards. Aval acher achait, afterwards, the guards weren't mashkiach, they were matzitz. Right? Aval abeni na roa v'enu yodea shu mishumar. And that's very scary. And Aben Be'emes Mishumar, he's guarded before and after. Question is, does he know about it? Avram Avinu, at the time of the Churban, which is symbolized by Akeda and all the Akedas that we have made, he sees Azuvim Utuchuvim Megalus Mar Benimar. He davens that we can't see Hashem in these Tzaras very often, but Hashem, Avram davens, Hashem, see them. Right, Hashem said, what is Avram Avinu say? But you got Avram Shiva Makom Ahu. Avram calls the place Hashem Yireh. Hashem, look at them, see them. They might not see you, but Hashem, please see them always. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yashkiach Aleinu B'Seiser. Hagam Shein Anachu Roam Oso. Even though we don't see him, Kemo Ameitzitz Chacharakim Shein Anu Margishim Ashkachaso. Bikamakum Uroa Osanu. That's what Avram Avinu said. Avram Avinu said, Avram Akunu called the Makam Hashem Ahu Ba'amokam Yireh, and now suggest the Gra. The second half of the pasuk was Moshe Rabbeinu adding in a detail when he wrote the Torah. Right, Bahar Hashem Yireh Asher Yamir Hayom. That said, today Moshe Rabbeinu, when did Moshe Rabbeinu write the Torah? Nisim Neflos Maimon Har Sinai, at a time of Gilui Shechina, Bahar Hashem Yireh, on a day that when you could it could be seen. That Hashem can be seen. Avram Avinu Davids at a time of Nistar, at a time of Akedah. Please, Hashem, see and watch over Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is writing this, even though right now Hashem is open and visible. But either way, Yerushalayim is about Yireh and Yireh. Remember the drasha, beginning of Chagiga. We go to be seen as we go to see. And the word Yerushalayim has in it Yireh. And it's a tefillah. The tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always see. And we should always be zoche. Hashem should be yireh. We know he's always yireh. Hashem is always yireh. But we daven for the day that it's not only yireh, but it's yireh. Not only in Yerushalayim, but in all of Eretz Yisrael, in all the world, that we should be zoche to nisim and neflos, and yeshuos and nechamos, et Hashem, very soon. Him with not just getting Yerushalayim back, not just the Kotel back, but Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Bimhei Ravi Aminu.